You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and I'm joined in the studio with two special guests to talk about something that's called Return of the Vinyl, which is quite an event that's happening at the Ordock Brewing Company. It's a combination of lots of different things, one of which is a record sale, but we also have lots of musicianship that will be on display. And I have the two special guests in the studio with me. Jesse, could you introduce yourself for us?
Jesse Ducaire, musician.
And if you recognize that name, you'll recognize him as the primary member of the Terminal Orchestra, one of the groups that will be performing as a part of this event. And also next to Jesse is...
I'm John Teichman with the Vinyl Record Club.
Amongst many other things, you've been a man of many trades, and I recognize you, and I know you from the Sgt. Pepper tribute concert that we had last... Was that last June, I believe?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, that was a really good time. So all three of us have been involved in some kind of music in some way. But the primary event that we're going to talk about today, or I guess the two things we'll talk about, is the record sale itself at the Ordock, and also the performance by the Terminal Orchestra. So Jesse, how long have you been involved with this project of the Terminal Orchestra?
Well, originally, it started as just a recording project, and that was 2005. I had, you know, a bunch of instrumental music that I wanted to lay down, and I've always been influenced by movie soundtrack music, so that's mm-hmm. the kind of direction I knew I wanted to head in. So it's been, you know, I worked on an initial album, and we released it. And we decided, you know, well, we should promote this album now, too. So I put together a live band, and I knew I wanted it to be big, you know, a lot of members to kind of, like, you know, recreate the sound that was on the album.
Yeah.
And that was in 2010, and so the live band has been going since 2010, and it's sort of kind of a completely different thing from the recording. So if you hear sure. the recording, it's not, you know, when you see it live, it's sort of similar, but it's its own thing, you know.
Right. It's its own beast when it comes out of the cage, out and live. I hear that you have something of your own from the Terminal Orchestra that has been chronicled on vinyl. Could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, it's, you know, our most recent release. It's called Leave Home Rabbit, and it's, you know, all based off of the book Watership Down by Richard Adams. So it's a concept album, and it's a monster for me anyways. You know, it's, I think, somewhere, it's like right under what a CD can carry. So it's,
oh, yeah.
we have one, you know, what the one CD release, but on vinyl we have it on two records, so it's a double record release. Yeah, Stephanie Bajima, she's a local artist. She did the artwork for it, and it just turned out beautiful. And if you get mm-hmm. that, you know, big vinyl release, it just looks really, you know, quite beautiful. And
yeah.
So we'll have those available at the show. We also have, you know, t-shirts and our older album called The Seasons.
Mm-hmm. Can we expect to hear any of that at the concert that's coming up?
Yeah, I would say, you know, almost everything is going to be from that album, except there's one piece that we have, which is kind of a tribute to Ennio Morricone, who was, you know, the Spaghetti Western soundtrack.
A few dollars maker. More,
yeah,
all that good stuff.
I mean, he's done more stuff, but
yeah,
that's, you know, what he's most well known for. And it's kind of like one of the main inspirations for the Terminal Orchestra, so.
Awesome. Yeah. Looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah. I had an idea of, which is not something new, other bands have done this, but I had this, you know, genius idea to not put our band name on the band t-shirt.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, I was being, I'm going to be artistic and not put our band name on it. And then the first event that we were playing was a festival, and all the band's merchandise was like on one table. And mm-hmm. so it's like you just went and looked at one, and immediately I had regret. I was like, oh, why didn't I put our band name on it? But ultimately, I like the concept of the t-shirt and stuff. So it'll be... Mm-hmm. interesting. You know, a lot of people have really liked that t-shirt, and so we'll have those available at the show too.
Nice. So. Well, and you know, with shirts that don't have the band name, sometimes all you need is a visual. I'm sure it's also very special to have a work of yours on vinyl too.
I mean,
that makes it quite a listening experience besides just the, you know, your plastic case and dime a dozen kind of thing. It's like, yep, we just got this printed, but vinyl is kind of its own beast that way, so I'm sure that's pretty special.
Sure, yeah, and it's, yeah, it's kind of a landmark because it's, you know, it's a difficult medium now to get into because there's only like two or three pressing plants in the whole country, you know, and so you're seeing a resurgence of vinyl with people you know, listening to it and seeking it out, but it's to get it printed is not necessarily the easiest thing. So it is when you have it and you have it in your hands, and it really is kind of a special moment for a musician to like have that that thing on that big 12-inch.
Yeah,
you know?
It kind of sounds like the industry of making vinyl hasn't quite caught up to the fashion of like collecting vinyl that it seems like it's been such a demand nowadays for. So hopefully that will see its resurgence in terms of its industry too. I know some of that's kind of happened with cassette tapes too. That's been coming back quite a bit as well too, so
Was it a limited edition release? How many records were pressed up?
Well, I mean, in the sense that it was what we could afford, you know, like 300 records, you know, on double, you know, so everything was doubled on cost, so it is sort of a limited, you know, we're seeing how the run goes and if we can, you know, re-up on it, but, you
know. Get a good response from it and then see where you are from there kind of thing.
Yep.
Okay.
But as someone who handles a lot of records, the packaging on it is really cool. The rabbits in the center label.
Sure.
Mm. I mean, you had input on all the, you know, how you wanted it to look before it was pressed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a collaborative effort, but, you know, Stephanie was able to, like, you know, I would give her like kind of a seed of an idea and she would just, you know, run with it. And we had a bunch of, you know, different, you know, there's alternate cover things that I have on my computer and stuff. So there was a lot of like thought and, you know, a lot of trial and error to get to what ended up on the panels. So
yeah. Had you worked with Stephanie a bit before in terms of any design that way or?
Sort of. I mostly had just known her work from being around Marquette and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were friends before that. And, you know, when this project came up, you know, she was a fan of the Terminal Orchestra and it just kind of made sense to collaborate and I knew that her artwork would like lend itself well to the project. So
very cool. Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
Show up early. I mean, because the Muldoon show, for example, they just recently had over 200 people there, and with Terminal Orchestra you want to have a good seat so you can see the whole show.
It's a earlier show. It'll be early for rock and roll standards. We're going to try to start, you know, around 7:30 because there's music at the Ordock later on in the night, too. So we have to be done early. So.
And I'm sure you guys have to set up quite a bit. I mean, it's not just your, you know, the Muldoons is a three-piece group, but the orchestra itself is, you know, you've got, what, 10, 12, 14, depending on kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a kind of a feng shui, an exercise in feng shui when we, you know, I mean, the Ordock is actually, for us, a lot of room. There's been times when we were on tour where we had to really, like, be creative about how we fit into these, like, you know, DIY spaces that aren't necessarily, like, you know, music venues, you know.
Yeah, who's going to sit on whose shoulders and play something, you know, however it works.
Do you get that harp in there, right? It's hard.
Oh, yeah. It's a balancing act, I'm sure.
One thing I want to make clear is that just because there's orchestra in our name, it's not necessarily going to be what you might think of when you think of an orchestra. It's definitely a rock concert, and it's going to be a little bit louder, and you know, we have an opening band that, you know, is a kind of, you know, punk rock style band and stuff. Yeah. So just to let people know, like, you hear the album and you think, oh, you know, that, you know, it would be nice to see, but it's actually like a full on rock and roll concert. So just to let you know, we got earplugs at the door for everybody if
that's
you want
the,
them.
And, yeah. No, thank you for the disclaimer, because it's good to make that clear for sure. But it's definitely an entertaining and invigorating experience to see the Terminal Orchestra. John, what can you tell us about the sale, and what kind of things can we expect at the Ordock Brewing Company?
Well, really something for everybody. I mean, this is going on about 6 years of doing these events. Jeff Walker out of Metro Detroit area and myself, 10,000 vinyl records, a 45-hour event. Mm-hmm. And I think really the centerpiece for me is shows like Jesse's group and the Muldoons and 34C, the idea that it's a whole musical community coming together. Mm-hmm. There are people that come to these events that, you know, this is the time that I see them. And it's really a great opportunity to get out and mix it up. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a pop-up record store, you know, in many mm-hmm. ways. And so it's this whole community of people that are like, you know, my favorite Roxy Music record was this, or I mm-hmm. like David Bowie when he did the Laughing Gnome, or, you know, whatever. I don't know if anybody likes the Laughing Gnome.
I know about the Laughing Gnome a little bit.
But it is really a pop culture, you know, potluck, something for everybody.
No, that's great. It's everyone can kind of bring a dish to the table or get a dish from the table, whether they're looking for that certain record or looking for that certain live music experience. That sounds great.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what's really great about it is that, you know, we have like t-shirts and books and, you know, like I had a Conga Say Many t-shirt last time. Someone was like losing their mind. They were like, it's extra large. I want this Conga Say Many t-shirt. Oh. Or, you know, someone will show up with, you know, 50 Dave Brubeck records and we'll do a little horse trading, you know, and they'll leave some and they'll take some, you know. Mm.
That sounds great. That sounds like a really good time. Now, when does this all start?
Well, it gets started on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. There'll be literally dozens and dozens of heavy-duty boxes that are being unloaded and tables being set up and carefully alphabetizing and all of this. And, mm-hmm. and you know, it's all laid out. And then people come in and just can dig. And we're there on Wednesday from 5 to 11, Thursday noon to 11, Friday and Saturday noon until 1 a.m., and then Sunday with the Muldoons and 34C, it wraps up at 11 p.m. that night. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's like a marathon, and I feel like time passes differently at the Ordock.
Oh, yeah.
Not many windows, not many clocks.
It's an alternate dimension over there or something. Excellent. Well, it sounds like there's going to be something for everyone, and it's going to be a great opportunity to get out, especially as it's getting warmer, get out and experience some live music and support live music as well. So make sure you head out to the Ordock record sale, also called Return of the Vinyl. I love the name of that. I love seeing the giant Millennium Falcon descending upon the Ordock Brewing Company, possibly delivering those boxes of vinyl. I'm not sure if that's what's inside. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in to discuss everything coming up with the Ordock Record Sale, Return of the Vinyl, Terminal Orchestra, starting Wednesday, the 21st of March. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.